Your home of the widest variety of music from the 60s to now. Cherry Radio with Ella.
Hey, hey, it's Ella, and you know what time it is. Welcome to Weekends with Ella. This week, we're talking Maths Craziness, an iconic Aussie show, and more, with the new F1 grid up next. But first, Against All Odds by Phil Collins, here on Cherry Radio. That was Angel of Mine, here on your widest variety of music, Cherry Radio. This year, we'll be seeing some new faces on the grid, along with seeing some of the drivers doing swapsies with other teams. Now, in my opinion, I feel that some teams don't give their second driver a fair chance to live up to their full potential, or they just focus on their first driver, the curse of the second seat at Red Bull. But regardless, it will be nice to see some old and new faces on the track. Say goodbye to only 10 teams, because Cadillac is making its debut this year with legendary drivers Valtteri Bottas and Sergio Perez. The track is going to be a little bit more squished now. Kick Sauber has rebranded to Audi, which means a whole new setup. But don't worry, because Nico Hülkenberg and Gabriel Bortoleto will still stay as their drivers. As for the rest of the grid, most of the teams will stay the same, except for Red Bull, with Isaac Hadjar taking the second seat, and Avid Lindblad taking the second seat at sister team Racing Bulls. So, what am I most excited for about this newish grid? Well, I would have to say the new addition of Cadillac. But I'm also interested to see if the curse of the second Red Bull seat will be broken or continue. All will be revealed in 12 days. I'm so excited. Up next, grown women behaving like teenagers. Here on Cherry Radio. All over my For You page, people have been talking about the recent Maths dinner scene. And at first I was like, okay, I don't really watch it. But after I saw what these grown women were saying, my jaw was on the floor. You would think that A, being grown up, and B, being on a TV show, these girls wouldn't be acting like 12-year-olds. But I guess that isn't the case for Brooke, Gia, and the other Temu mean girls. The whole time, Brooke was blatantly bullying some of the other girls, making snarly comments while rolling her eyes, and pulling some honestly pretty funny looks, while Gia and the others sat back laughing and clapping along with what was being said. Now, props to Alyssa for standing up and saying something, but honestly, I think it got to a point where the producers should have stepped in. Like, I know it's good TV, but it went way too far. She has since apologized for her actions on her Instagram, saying that this behavior isn't a reflection of who she really is, and that she is sincerely sorry for everyone on the show. Anyway, my head hurts now, but it'll be interesting to see how the rest plays out. Up next, we're saying goodbye to an iconic Aussie show, here on Cherry Radio. A new season teaser for the chaos-filled Aussie favourite TV show Heartbreak High rolled out this week, with fans going crazy over what's to come for the final season for the 1990s remake. Now, from watching the trailer, it looks like Anne-Marie and her friends have finally made it to Year 12 muck-up day, but are interrupted by a group of boys from what I'm guessing is another school. It's looking like the group of friends found a fare, and someone turns on a ride, which lands them in deep trouble. In the last term of high school, it's time for everyone to grow up and face the music, while also being a bit messy and fun. And this last season is nothing short of that. I have a feeling it's going to be an emotional roller coaster the whole time, especially when we find out what Malachi wrote in the letter that was burnt at the end of season 2. Ooh, I'm not ready for that. Season 3 of Heartbreak High lands on Netflix March 25, so don't miss out seeing all your faves and some new faces in the iconic season end to an iconic show that felt like home. Next, we have Ella's Aussie Artists of the Week, here on Cherry Radio. How I found out about this week's Aussie artist was actually through my fave K-pop group. Han from Stray Kids posted on Insta using a song called Say So, which was really chill and catchy. And from there, a few weeks later, I was introduced to Bai J, when a reel of his popped up on my Insta about how that simple thing has changed his life. And that's when I started to follow along. After that, he covered a few Skiz/Hanpop songs, which honestly made me tear up because they were so beautiful. Coming from Western Sydney, Bijay's music breaks boundaries, mixing elements of alt pop, R&B, and indie rock to create his own unique sound that will be stuck in your head for days, trust me. But what's really mind-blowing is that he started this new music journey in 2024, and now in 2026, he has come so far, with a huge achievement being he sold out his debut headline show. Even though I'm a new fan, I am still so proud. Now all I need is for Bijay and Han to meet/do a collab together. You can listen to Bijay on Spotify and Apple Music, but first, I'm going to play the song that reeled me and many others in, Say So. Well, that's it for me. Thanks so much for spending the last hour with me. It's been so much fun having a bit of a chit-chat with you all. Gavin is in the hot seat next, so the fun isn't over yet. But just a little fun reminder that next Saturday, the Mounties Group Lunar New Year event is on. So bring your friends and family and come say hi and have all the fun in the world. I hope you have a great Saturday night, don't party too hard, and I'll see you same place, same time next week here on Weekends with Ella on Cherry Radio.
At Cherry Radio, we don't